Good morning, 8:10, right on the dot, and it is time for our weekly chat with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good deal. So we've got a couple guests in the studio we're going to get to here in a little bit, but first of all, what is going on in Independence?
Okay, so we'll start with community recycling. So that is today. And I thought I would mention that again, strictly because, or solely because we have some in-studio guests that you mentioned that will be talking about beautification and blight in our community. And one way that we can tackle that is making sure that we go green and recycle and that we use the sanitation yard that our city opens up to us and makes available so that we can get rid of those items and things that we're needing to remove from our property to keep it cleaned up. So every Tuesday at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1, you can drop off all of your recyclables. And then also from Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2, you can just pull in with your truck or your car, your trunk full of junk and everything like that, and you can get rid of debris and appliances and bulky items and all kinds of things. And then you can also, if you have those items at your house and you don't have a way to get them to the sanitation yard, you can actually call the city offices at 332-2500 and you can make a request for pickup, and they will put that on the schedule when it works with the street department and sanitation department schedules. They'll come by and pick up all of those items. So put that on your list of things to do. So again, today, 11 to 1, and then every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2 would be the bulky item drop-off. Then we always talk about fun things to do in downtown Independence. And this week we have St. Patty's Day coming up. Yeah. So we have some extra things to talk about. But Dickie's Barbecue will have live music on Wednesday this week, like they always do, and that starts at 6:30, and Doug Toon is going to be playing, so he's a very talented guitarist, so make sure that you put that on your schedule for something fun to do Wednesday. And then also on Wednesday and Thursday, there's a couple of fun things at the brewery. So we have musical bingo on Wednesday, we have trivia on Thursday, and then on Fridays, typically at Uncle Jack's, Brian Leedy plays, but not this Friday. We have Tracy and the Time Travelers, so they will be playing special for the St. Patty's Day event that's going on in downtown Independence. And then Turbo's has karaoke that starts, I think, around 9 o'clock on Friday night. So those are some fun things to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in downtown Independence. And then also, I just encourage everyone to always check all of the Facebook pages for our local restaurants so that you can stay abreast on all of their food specials and things that they have regarding entertainment. I won't talk much about the senior program today, but our community and senior center that we have at the library has a Facebook page. So if you want more information about all of the things that they have going on at the senior center, make sure that you follow along on their Facebook page. It's spring break. Spring break for Coffeyville too, right?
Yes, okay. It is. Yep.
So Little House on the Prairie is open for spring break only right now. And they're open from Saturday the 18th through they're open now through Saturday the 18th. Yeah. And admission is $5. Kids can get in for $3, and they're open from 10 to 5, and then their official opening for the season is April the 1st. So if listeners need something fun to do, they can head out to Little House on the Prairie if the weather warms up just a little bit.
Yeah, right here in our own backyard. Wednesday's,
I know.
Tomorrow's not going to be too bad. A little windy, but it'll be in the 60s.
Okay. Well, then tomorrow is a great day for that. So we have business after hours coming up. Our chamber members are invited to participate in that. And when I say chamber members, that means that if your business is a chamber member and you are an employee of that business, then you are welcome to come. So with close to 300 members, I'm pretty confident in saying almost everybody is welcome to come. So we have business after hours this week at the Fire and EMS Department at 811 West Laurel. It will start at 5 o'clock, and it's an opportunity for us to get inside the doors of the brand new Fire and EMS facility that was recently built and available. So it's really nice, has a lot of special touches to it, and I think that people will be impressed with the facility and very thankful that our Fire and EMS have those facilities. So please come to that and show your support for Fire and EMS. And then on Thursday the 30th, so not next week, but the following week, you can go to Edward Jones, Jason Rutledge at 308 North Penn Avenue for business after hours again. We have a couple this month, and he recently remodeled his office space in downtown, so he wants to show that off, rightfully so, because it's really nice. And he also has a new financial advisor, Sam Hilger, who is someone who went to high school in Independence, graduated, went away to school, and decided to make Independence his home. So we're always excited when we get to celebrate a young professional returning to our community and starting their business career. So we'll welcome back to town Sam Hilger at the business after hours on the 30th. Friday is going to be the fish fry at St. Andrew. So be sure and just completely skip cooking that night and go to 210 North 4th Street. That's the Parish Center. And enjoy some fried catfish, some hush puppies, coleslaw, french fries, a drink. I think it's $10, and it's always really good food. So yeah, that's
through the end of the month.
I know. You just have a few Fridays left, so probably about three. And they serve dinner from 5:30 to 7:30. And then, as I mentioned before, it's the St. Patty's Day pub crawl this week. So St. Patrick's Day falls on a Friday this year. So very appropriate. And it'll be from 6 to 10 in downtown Independence. And as I mentioned, Tracy and the Time Travelers are already going to be playing live at Uncle Jack's. So there'll be some really good music downtown. And then I believe there's a live band at King's Bar and Game Room. So that's a new bar in Independence. Independence, and they'll be participating. So here's what you need to know. You can get a pub pass for $5, and you can get one at the chamber office, or you can get one at the Main Street office. And then the night of the event from 8 to 11, I believe, you can go to all of the participating bars and restaurants that I just meant that I'm getting ready to mention. So Dickie's Barbecue, Indy Brew Works, Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill, Uncle Jack's, Booth Hotel, the VFW Post 1186, and King's Bar and Game Room. So there are seven, and on the pass, there are six pub crawl participants, but King's is also brand new, so we're putting them in there. And so if you go to all seven and you get them punched, you get actually a special prize if you end up being the winner. But here's how it works. So you get this pass, it's on a lanyard, and you walk around to all of the bars, and when you go in, you get a punch, and then at 10 o'clock, you go to the Booth Hotel, and they're going to put all of those completed pub passes in for a drawing, and you win all kinds of cash prizes. And then, like I said, if you happen to make it to that seventh one, King's, then you get a special prize if you're a winner. So cool. It's a great fun night. There's lots of people downtown, and you just make your way all the way around. They have lots of fun drink specials, and everybody's dressed in green, and it's a fun night. And then right after that, on Saturday, there's going to be another event downtown, and it's the St. Patty's blues concert and live painting event at the Booth Hotel. And so it's Saturday at 6 o'clock, and the show begins at 7, so the doors open at 6. You can get in, get sat down, and everything. Tickets are $25 a piece, and admission enters you into a raffle for a Jim Hayward original painting that will be created live throughout the evening. So Martin and the Dead Guys are going to be playing jazz music, and at the same time, Jim Hayward is going to be doing a custom painting, and you'll be able to just watch him as he creates this painting. And then at the end of the night, everybody who is there will obviously get in for the drawing. So somebody's going to go home with one of his pieces of art. So Jim Hayward is a local artist. He had a gallery in downtown Independence for some years and is still very talented. And we are excited to be able to showcase his live painting that night. So it'll be fun. I've not ever seen that, seen him do that. So I'm excited for that. And then we have something coming up on Tuesday the 21st, and that's what why I have our two in-studio guests here with me, so I'll skip past that and then tell you that the Independence High School has an annual career fair, and this year they're doing a community job fair. So what happens is in the gymnasium at the high school from 8:30 to 11:30, all local businesses show up and set up booths and tables, and the kids go by and learn more about all of the opportunities for employment and careers that our community has to offer. So they make their way around all of the tables and learn more about business and industry. And then there's a short break. And from 12:30 to 2:30, those same businesses are going to stay in the room. And the kids will probably go back to school. And then the community is invited in to be able to participate in a job fair, because so many of these businesses have job openings. And why not just stay there and open it up to the community? So it's a great partnership that the school has put in place to partner with the business community and make a job fair available. So if you're looking for employment, get your resume together and show up at the high school gymnasium from 12:30 to 2:30 on Wednesday afternoon, March the 22nd. And if you have you need information, you can call the high school at 332-1815. Get more information about that. Just don't call this week because they're on spring break.
Sure, exactly.
And then speaking of the high school, I will let everyone know that the high school spring musical is coming up. So it'll happen right after spring break. It's going to be Friday and Saturday, March the 24th and 25th at 7:30 in the evening. And then they'll have a Sunday afternoon matinee performance at 2:30. And on stage, they will be performing Something Rotten. So it's always a good theater production that they put on. And then we also have Independence Children's Summer Theater. And I love to go to these performances. Kids, I believe, from like kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade participate. So they have plays and musicals that they put on throughout the summer, and they are incredible performances. So this summer they are performing Jungle Book, Sister Act Junior, and Monster in the Closet. And we'll give you those dates later on as they get closer, because the performances are not until June. But auditions are happening on Monday, March the 27th, and Tuesday, March the 28th. So if you are interested in having your child audition for these musicals and plays, you need to go to IndieKidsOnStage.com, and then you click audition information, and you fill out this audition form online and follow all of the detailed information that they provide. And if you happen to not catch that, you can always call the chamber office and we'll get that information out. And I think we have also shared it on our Facebook page, so you can go on to Get Independence and you'll be able to see some more detailed information. But it's the Independence Children's Summer Theater, and they have a Facebook page as well. So let's see. Opening day at the park is going to be coming up. So I'm going to jump into April just briefly so that everybody, because it'll be here before we know it, so that everybody is aware of a few things that are happening. So opening day at the park is always the second Saturday in April, I'm sorry. And this particular year, it falls right in line with Easter weekend. So we're going to have opening day at the park on Saturday, April the 8th from 11 to 3. There's going to be, I think, camel rides and free train rides and carousel rides and miniature golf. I think there's going to be some food trucks out there. We'll have face painting and working on a petting zoo. And so that's lots of fun. And then we will have the Easter egg hunt the following day. So that is Sunday, April the 9th at 3:00 in the afternoon will be the Easter egg hunt in the Park Oval, and that's sponsored by the Rotary Club. And I believe kids basically 0 up to 9 are welcome to be able to hunt eggs that afternoon. So All you do is bring your basket and be ready to hunt some eggs, and the Easter Bunny will be there. So make sure you bring your phone so you can take some good pictures. And let's see, what else do I have to mention? The William Inge Theater Festival is coming up April the 20th through Saturday, April 22nd. So make sure that you go online at ingecenter.org and get your tickets. There'll be a performance on stage of William Inge's The Dark at the Top of the Stairs, so you won't want to miss that. And it's the 40th annual William Inge Theater Festival. So they will be completely and totally honoring the American playwright and Pulitzer Prize winner, William Inge, whose boyhood home is in Independence, and we're proud of that and excited to have the festival this year. And I don't know, let's see, are we about ready to talk about our in-studio guests?
I think so.
Okay, so I'm really excited to have these two guys with us this morning. And I, as I always say, James, I'm so thankful that you allow us to be able to occasionally bring people in studio to have more in-depth and detailed conversation about things that are happening in the community. And one of the things that makes me proud to live in Independence is how seriously our city takes the comments and the questions of our citizens. And when they get together with our commissioners and they hear what the direction is that the commission wants to take, and they create things like strategic plans. They don't just create a strategic plan and put it on the shelf. They create the plan and they work the plan. And part of what happened in one of the most recent strategic planning sessions was the recognition that our community needed to focus on blight and beautification. And so they immediately went to work, and they put together a team of people in our community that is a great cross-section of Independent citizens. And so we meet on a regular basis, and I have two of the committee members here. But we meet on a regular basis, and we hear from the city leaders, and we hear from the people that are around the table because of who they represent and their demographic, and then also what they see when they're around the community, what they're noticing, and then we discuss those problems and issues, or those wins and reasons to celebrate, and continue to work towards a more beautiful community. I was at the Montgomery County Action Council meeting a few weeks ago, and one of the topics that was brought up when we would go around the room and do community updates was how seriously all of the communities are taking beautification. And the reason why that's important from a chamber's perspective is one of the things that we're challenged with is to work on economic development in our within the Chamber of Commerce. And when people are looking at our community to either come here for work or to come here to start a business, expand a business, they're looking at the community as a whole, and they're looking at that quality of life, and they're looking at beautification. Does this community care about their community? Do they care about their citizens? Do they care what it looks like?
Yeah, it's the curb appeal.
It is, absolutely. So it's not only important for all of us who live in Independence every single day to make sure that we have a beautiful community, but it's important that we show our kids that we are concerned and care about our community so that they grow up to be great, productive citizens, and that we show outsiders how seriously we take it so that when people are looking at Independence as a potential site, they know that we care. So I brought Charles Barker and Steve McBride with me this morning, and they spoke at First Friday about this same topic, and they are on the team. They come to every meeting and are great contributors, and so they're going to be taking a lead role this morning and talking about an event that's coming up on Tuesday the 21st, where the community is completely welcome to come in and have lots of good conversation around beautification. So, guys, I'm going to let you share the microphone back and forth. And so tell us what you want us to know about Tuesday.
Well, first of all, thanks for allowing us to be here. We appreciate it immensely. This is a great opportunity for us to be participants in this beautification program that Elisa alluded to. I think somewhere around 2018, the city developed a strategic plan that we would work on a number of issues, blight and beautification being one of them, obviously. One of the things that attracted me to the program was the fact that Independence is so known for all of its amenities, all of the things that it has to offer as far as an attraction perspective. And people are drawn to Independence sometimes for that. When you come to Independence, we want Independence not just to be known for those specific attractions, but we want Independence to be known for the fact that it has people who live there who care. And so we think that when individuals come to Independence, whether they're traveling through or coming to visit or thinking about opening a business or what have you, we want people to understand that the citizens of Independence care. And one of the ways that we get a chance to do that is to tackle blight and make it a beautiful city. We believe, without a doubt, that it contributes to not just the property values, but it also contributes to the overall wellness of the citizens that live in Independence. So I'm extremely happy to be a part of this program. On March 21st at 6 o'clock at the Civic Center, we're having a roundtable discussion, and we want everybody to come out and share their voices, give us some wisdom as to how to tackle this blight and beautification process that not just Independence is working on, but I don't know many cities and towns that are not working on it. But we have a very aggressive city leadership group from the city managers to the commissioners. I want to give a shout out to them for being so forward in their thinking. We have a very aggressive group who is interested, you know, bar none, in the beautification process. I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charles. I just reiterate a little bit of what he said, that this is a community that cares about its citizens. And I will have to be honest with you, when I was first asked to become on this, committee, I was a little cynical. And I wanted to see, is this something, actually, this is another attempt at government overreach? And so I had to go. And I went to it, and I came away realizing I was completely wrong. We have city leaders that genuinely care about not only the community, but its citizens. And so this attempt, this beautification and blight, is not about condemning people and the citizens. This is about a community helping grow and become a place where everybody wants to live. As we all know, the rural communities are suffering. We see aging population, and we see declining population also. We need to change that around, and that's what we're doing here. This is exactly what we're doing. As I asked the audience at First Friday, how many of you know of people that have come to town, whether they were visiting or coming through, that said, I love this community. It's a beautiful community. It would be nice to live here. How many of us have also known people that have lived, come back, and made this their own? The hands went up. Just incredible how many people. And this is what we want to see. We want to see people coming to our communities. We want to see them coming to Independence, Coffeyville. We can't be an island. It's all of us. But Independence is taking the initiative. And I applaud the city leaders for their incorporating the citizens and their input. We are here to find resolve, not to condemn. Like I said, yes, there is blight. Will there be, with some of the initiatives, will there be people that are a little upset? There will always be a few. But as they come along and see what is going on or what we're trying to do, this will be a plus for them too. So we're excited about what's happening. yes, changes are happening, but life is change, right? And so this has been an incredible committee to be on. I was on in its conception in 2018, and it's one of the best committees I've ever been on because people actually are resolving and putting things together to make them work.
Well, so, I think you alluded to it a little bit, but this is not necessarily a problem that's unique to this area. You know, big cities have problems with blight, but in small towns, it's a little more apparent just because you have fewer, you know, a smaller population, smaller housing and property base. So those problems can show themselves up just a little bit because of the size.
Right. That's exactly what we see. You know, people passing through. We don't want people to just pass through. We want them to stop and take a look. Look at our community, look at what we have to offer. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, just recently we put in wayfinding mm-hmm. signs. Signage is absolutely incredible, a beautification in itself. But we go through the neighborhoods. You know, that's the other thing is, this doesn't apply to just one sector of the community, but at the whole community. Everybody has situations. We've got a beautiful community, but there are areas we can address in every parts of it. So.
Sure. And, you know, actually, I was just, and I think, Lisa, you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but I was at a meeting in Fredonia there, and they were talking about some of the problems they're having, same exact topic. And in their scenario, they were mentioning that, you know, in some cases, you have a situation where you might have an older person who is physically not able to take care of their property anymore. So one of the things that they were talking about was maybe having some volunteers they could pair with those citizens. Some people who are interested in, you know, volunteering their time to maybe clean up and kind of get things back to a baseline of maintenance sort of thing. Because in many cases, it's not for lack of want, it's just a lack of ability and people don't know who to turn to. So, you know, that was one solution they had come up with. And I'm sure it sounds like, you know, as we get this ball rolling here that you've come up with some more creative solutions as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we're seeing already. We're seeing not only people coming forward and saying, I've got to help my neighbor. Or I got to help these people, but they're also incorporating businesses and businesses that want to join. We're having businesses that are are wanting to jump in on top of this. And, you know, it's in my backup.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is exactly. It's exciting to see what independence, Lisa, with Love Independence, mm-hmm. that has been a strong advocate of the neighborhood, or not neighborhood, but a community volunteers. So
who are you hoping to hear from in some of these discussions?
We're hoping to hear from everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, this is a community event, and one of the great things about it is no matter how young you are or how old you are, we want you to know that your input is invaluable.
What if you're not a property owner?
You don't have to be a property owner. No. If you're a resident, if you're an individual that's just coming through and you're like, oh, okay, I'd like to attend this meeting, we are not barring anybody from this, and we are welcoming everybody. I think the city is going to be providing some food. That was announced a week or so ago, maybe a little prematurely. But
He did it.
But
you spoke it into being.
I spoke it into being. Anyway, but we want everybody, because this beautification process is not just for one segment of town or another segment of town. This is for everybody, not just the residents, but for those who potentially may come to visit, or those who may be interested in business or whatever. It's really a community event, and so we're hoping that anybody, if you can't stay for the whole meeting, you know, that's fine too, but if you can just come for a minute or two and share your thoughts, we would appreciate it immensely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's important too for everybody to realize that, and maybe not everybody is like myself, but I leave my house, I drive to work, I leave work, and I come home, and I take that same path so often, just as a creature of habit, or I have those certain places that I go and I shop and everything. So unless you are driving all over the community randomly, you don't see the entire community. And so what I think is important is, while I might live in one part of the community, I see things that are beautiful in my neighborhood, and then I see blight in my neighborhood. And so I need to bring those things to the table. But then I don't see the blight and the beautification in other parts of the community. That's why we need everybody, as they just mentioned, to come to the table. And also to make sure that all too often we get on our cell phones, not we and the four of us in this room, but sometimes citizens get on their cell phones and get on Facebook and social media out of frustration and vent and talk negatively about the community. And what happens when we do those things is that goes out to the world and everybody can see that. And we want to have our best foot forward, and we want to make sure that we tell our story correctly and that we tell the good with the bad and the bad with the good, and that these kind of meetings allow us to do that. We need to address the issues and the problems, and then we need to come up with creative, constructive solutions by listening to our citizens and all of the ideas that they have to make it better. Because on social media, most of the time you only hear the arguing and the complaining. You don't hear the solutions to those problems. And so that does us no good. And that's why I think it's so wonderful that our city has championed the Blight and Beautification team, as well as this this event that will be coming up next Tuesday, because again, they're recognizing that it's a problem. They're opening the doors to everyone, and we want to make sure that everyone is heard and that we walk away with some solutions to the problems. Now, somebody might be asking, how are you going to handle that? And Chuck Goad will be doing the facilitation for the night's event. And he's a great facilitator. He is the chairperson for the Economic Development Advisory Board and has served in a lot of different leadership capacities in the community. And he has a really a gift and a talent to be able to facilitate. And that's important. So that we can have a constructive evening. So I'm looking forward to it. And I wanted to make sure that it just wasn't one more thing that I talked about on the long list of things that we talk about every week, James, but that it was a detailed discussion from these guys about how important it is that we take time out of our evening next Tuesday and come for some pizza and yeah, now I've spoken that out there. We're having pizza, by the way. Yeah. That we open those doors at the Civic Center to the community and make sure that everyone knows that their voice is important.
Because, yeah, we really need this to be able to kind of take that next step. You know, we need that feedback. Because in a perfect world, you know, you can outline what you want, but we really need to get a game plan here. This is kind of what I'm hearing. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right. It is correct. And like again, reiterate the fact that it's not a condemnation of anyone. It's we're there for solutions, and that's why we want everybody to come out. There are going to be people coming out that may be upset with a neighbor or whatever. We don't want to hear about the neighbor. We want to hear about what you can do, what we can do as an overall community to resolve the issues that we have. So
yeah, we're trying to look at the big picture. Absolutely. Here. And and maybe too, in some of the research and everything, we can maybe learn from, you know, obviously Montgomery County is not alone in this. There have been other communities that have gone through this sort of thing. So being able to gather some more information and learn that. In a perfect world, have you had any thoughts on, you know, what the next step after this meeting is going to be?
It's my belief and my hope that independents would recognize, the residents would recognize that no matter how large or how small we are as a community population-wise, stability is important.
Absolutely.
And we want to maintain a level of stability that is not just beautiful on the outside, but beautiful on the inside, and not just for today, but for tomorrow and for the years to come. And so that's what we're working toward, long-term stability.
Excellent. Well, anything else you'd like to share on this?
I think that this we've shared enough. Once again, we really want everybody to come out next Tuesday night,
yes.
6 o'clock at the Civic Center, and bring prepared to provide solutions and to listen and to be become part of our community, and that's what we really are hoping for. So. please, we really encourage everyone, show out. Show up. Lisa's going to buy tons and tons of pizza.
Actually, we want a lot of folks there because this is a good discussion. And I think it's really important. You know, we talk about a lot on the program, you know, the importance of volunteering and being a participant in your community. And I know a lot of people, you know, you work all day, you're tired. But we all have to play our part because if we don't do that, we're not going to have a community going forward. So it's a serious topic, but you know, we want to, from the attitude that you guys have, I think it is critical that it's about moving forward. We're not here to, you know, belittle each other. This is about a positive forward direction.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Well, and thank you guys for how much time and effort you're putting in, because you know, we always bring the all-star, you know, volunteers and people who are passionate about the community, and you guys are a perfect example.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
It.
All right. So once again, yeah, you make sure you attend. It's going to be 6:00 coming up March 21st. So, good deal.
All right.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. And Lisa, another home run with all the guests.
Yes. Thank you. And one of, I think Steve was the one who mentioned Love Independence Day coming up the last Saturday in April. So that'll be April 29th. For those who are unfamiliar with what Love Independence Day is, it's a complete day of random acts of kindness. Doesn't matter how big, how small that random act of kindness is. We just encourage everyone to have a focus on being nice and kind and to extend love and kindness to everybody in the community on that day. So it can be with your business, it can be with your church, your youth group, your family, your grandparents, you as just an individual, your classroom at school, your neighborhood. Anybody and everybody is just encouraged to think outside the box, think of something fun to do, maybe one thing, maybe a dozen things, maybe something small, something free. Just smile and say thank you, open a door for someone, pay someone a compliment, or do something really, really big, like help community missions for improved housing, paint houses for people. There's everything on both ends of the spectrum and a lot in between. So be thinking about that. I'll continue to talk about it every week, and hopefully we'll see just all kinds of love and kindness on Saturday, April 29th.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Reverend Charles, Mr. Steve. Appreciate you coming on the program this morning.
Thank you.
And we do have open line coming up here, but first at 9:10, we are going to talk with some of the teachers, actually, from Holy Name School. So that's on the way here on KGGF.